connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. Let me just simply say at this juncture, we're talking about today the due process. What is due process? That's all we hear from the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today. Due process. What is that? Where is it found in the Constitution? What does it say in the 5th and the 14th Amendment? Are those due process rights extended to non-citizens, and in particular, the illegal invaders that have broken into our country, causing rape, robbery, mayhem, and murder? Do they get due process? What does it mean? How does it apply? What should the courts do? How should it be interpreted? Should our Constitution be modulated, modified, and changed, or in some way abridged as a result of modern woke culture? Do the judges, federal judges at any level, do they have the right to modify, modulate, change, eradicate, or simply overlook our Constitution and what the Constitution says? How should the Constitution be interpreted? Is the Constitution a dead document or a living document? I'm using the terms of a former judge, Supreme Court Justice. He says it's not a living document. It is a dead document. That is, it is unchangeable. It goes back to the original interpretation as was understood when our framers, founding fathers, gave it to us. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this. Our Constitution is just as the Word of God should be. Immovable, unchangeable, inalterable at any point in time. Yet there's a mindset that we can change the Constitution, modify it, modulate it, and tune it to match the woke culture that we're living in. So multitudes today with the revisionist mindset that we can have 400 or 500 different versions of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That causes consternation, concern, and calamity in the theological doctrinal world, brings about voodoo theology. And may I say to you, we're going to find voodoo law if we continue to allow the black-robed justices to make the decision on how our Constitution should be interpreted. We'll talk about that today. And lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Should our Constitution be extended to meet the needs, the requirements, the demands of all that are breaking into our nation through the southern border, coming in the back door? Should a non-citizen have all of the rights afforded to you and to me as citizens of the United States of America? What does the Constitution say? How should it be interpreted? What did Alito and Judge Thomas just say in relationship to a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court? They said it was not only wrong, but it was illegal. Was not legal, is the way they put it. The way that the justices interpreted the Constitution and the way it was modified, modulated, and carried out. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. When Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. But yet we have those today that almost go along with what is said by the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made this statement. I'm not holding Orwell up on a pedestal. He was a secularist. But ladies and gentlemen, in his dystopian novel, he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factually true today, especially when it comes to the folks like Senator Van Hollen, when it comes to people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others in that ilk. There's a mindset that we can modulate, modify, change, and abridge the truth and call it truth. I've always said a half-truth is a whole lie. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters regardless of whether you agree with the truth or not. You can disagree with the position that I would take or disagree with the position that others take. You can reject solid theological doctrinal soundness, if you like, but it doesn't change the facts. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the great falling away, the apostasy today, as never before. There's a mindset today that because we have the marvels and the wonders of the internet and technology that we have so proliferating in society today, that I believe God has blessed us as America to have things of that nature. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a sad, sad scenario where we have people that say, well, you know, I don't go to church, but I just worship online. You might listen online. You might be entertained online. You might have some of the truth being portrayed online through a conservative pastor online. But you can't worship online. Worship is the coming together of like believers with like belief, like needs and wants and desires in common. Go to Acts chapter 2 and look at the birth of the New Testament church. They studied the Word of God daily in prayer, supplication together. It's an impossibility to worship online. I'm saddened to see that. We have heard that recently. My wife and I, talking with different ones in the past several weeks, we've had several that have mentioned that's the way they, well, I don't go to church. I just worship online, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot get the impact of the Word of God online. Now, I'm thankful for it. For those that are shut in, those that are ill, those that are hospitalized, those that are institutionalized, those that cannot, that are immobile, that cannot go to church for whatever reason. But just to say, I worship online, ladies and gentlemen, that's a stench in the nostrils of God, if I can say that. We are absolutely delaying and denying and rejecting the truth of the Word of God, which says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the heathens do. I am paraphrasing the text, but it makes a point. And that's exactly what we see happening today. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. This survey points out that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We need to learn the truth, listen to it, love it, learn it, tell it, live it, and defend it, even to death. And I believe the closer we get in the last of the last days before the rapture of the church, By the way, the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. There are no signs for the rapture of the church. No time frame for the rapture of the church. It could happen at any day, at any moment. And as we get closer and closer to that time, we're finding, ladies and gentlemen, more and more that are apostatizing, turning away from the Word of God. And that is an indication of the last of the last days. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the need to learn the truth of the Word of God, the truth of what is taking place in our society today. We need to learn the truth of what is taking place in the Beltway of Washington and what the civil government today, it's called politics, what they're doing and saying, whether or not that aligns with the Word of God. And as we're talking about today, what the politicians are saying and doing and attempting to do, does it align not only with the Word of God, but does it align with our Constitution? What does the Constitution say? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to that in just a moment. Let me remind you that this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey packages for those that are looking to own their own lawn care business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time carries the full line of Honda generators and the hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of the generators, ladies and gentlemen, with the knowledgeable staff that can explain and tell you how to operate power backup equipment and what the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment is like. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for a Time. By the way, you can see that flagpole a mile or so away. Top that flagpole on the campus of Tools for a Time, you can find the Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. Base that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a brief moment or two, and then we'll open our lines and invite you to call in. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe a very, very important broadcast today that should be edifying, encouraging, illuminating, and educational for those that are wondering, what's happening at the Beltway in Washington? How should we stand? What should we do? How should we pray as Christians? Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media are alive and well. In fact, they're crying out each day loud and clear, each one with the mantra that we must have due process, due process, due process. Senator Van Hollen used our taxpayer dollars, ladies and gentlemen, to fly to El Salvador to pay a personal visit to a M13 gang member, an illegal invader into America that's been deported and now in a prison in El Salvador. He wanted to visit the gang member. It was a matter, ladies and gentlemen, that he wanted it to be known back home by the other Democrats and the other loose, lax, lost liberals that are waving the banner of due process, due process. Wanted them to know and wanted us to know that he's intervening. He's going to do something about it, along with about 200 other gang bangers that's incarcerated there because President Trump worked the scenario out so that we could get them out of America. These illegal invaders entered into America. And according to the records, ladies and gentlemen, this M13 gang member had illegally entered twice. And in 2019, immigration judges on two occasions, listen, you talk about due process, I'm giving you the thumbnail sketch. In 2019, two immigration judges ruled, adjudicated, and determined that he was illegal, that he needed to be sent back, he needed to be deported from the United States of America. That's due process, if you want to call it that from the immigration standpoint. He's already had that due process. He, ladies and gentlemen, has been caught in America. He was supposed to be sent back. He never was. He was supposed to be deported, and he never was. He has been found transporting illegals from Texas back across America. He has been determined to be a wife beater, the latest records that we can understand according to that which the news is carrying about his record in the United States of America. This illegal gang member, wife beater, was ordered to be sent back to El Salvador, but still staying in America. But wait a minute. Now the law has been upheld. The court order has been carried out. He's been deported. The entire Marxist media, with Senator Van Hollen and other Democratic Party leaders, all screaming that this illegal invader, of course they're not calling him that, did not have due process. That's what we're talking about today, due process. And how do we align that with the truth of the Word of God? When you find in the Scripture, there's due process in the Scripture. You're found guilty of sin. You're found guilty to be sentenced, if you please, with the judgment to be held. But Jesus Christ stepped in, and in due process, the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price that we might be saved. And I'm going to talk about further where there's a change, a move today to change, to modulate, to modify the Constitution. There's also that same twin idea, moving, modifying, modulating the Word of God. And the two, ladies and gentlemen, cannot be changed, should not be changed, should not be modified, must be interpreted as originally delivered, not with a revised standard version, not with a reverse slandered version, not with some modern versions. And I understand there's some 483 different modern versions. On occasion, a number of years ago, reading the Scripture to a dear lady, pointing out the need to say yes to Jesus, to invite Christ to come into her heart and save her. Let her read with her own eyes the Word of God about salvation. And she looked at me and she said, well, that's your version of the Scripture. Some other version might be different. You see, the chaos, the confusion, when you have voodoo theology that's presented through the different some translations and others just versions of the Scripture. And that's what we're attempting to do. We, the United States of America, and the black robe judges are trying to do that very same thing with our Constitution. And if they're successful, the Supreme Court, the black robed judges, if they're successful in modulating, modifying, changing, abridging, undermining our Constitution, America's gone. We need to pray and ask God to intervene. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
I don't believe we have used the Constitution in a long time the way it's supposed to be used. Because the 14th and the 5th Amendment, 114th and the 15th.
That's
it hasn't 14th. Been used.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tell me your understanding. By the way, just for the edification of our listeners, tell me your understanding of the 5th and the 14th Amendment. Are they twin amendments? Do they say the same thing? Are they to be either of them or both of them, both those amendments? Or just better yet, the blanket of all of the amendments in our Constitution? Are they to be applied to illegal invaders?
I don't believe so, even though it says for all. No, I don't believe it's fair, and I believe that it applies to the federal government, but it also, too, when it says for all, I don't believe that should be applied to people that come in illegally.
You're exactly right, because if I could break in, Terry, for just one moment, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Even though it says, and I'll read that later in the broadcast, when it says for all, for everyone, it's talking about everyone that it's written to, written for, and that is the citizens of the United States of America. When you break the law by coming in, number one, you're a lawbreaker. Number two, you are to be immediately, based on the immigration laws, which are also set and static in their understanding, you break the law by coming in, you're an illegal invader, and you're to be adjudicated and deported based on our laws for immigration. And somehow, some way, we have Van Hollen and others screaming, due process, due process, due process. My big question is, where do these Marxist media, the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, where did they apply due process to the J6ers? With about 1,200 to 1,400 that were scraped up across the nation and thrown into prison. Some spent as much as 2.5, 3, and 4, almost 4 years, and there was no zip, zero, no due process. And yet they're saying that these illegal invaders need to have due process. Due process was to be to all, but the all, as our founding fathers illustrated it, was for all citizens, for every American, not for all that are coming in and breaking the law getting here. So.
And plus, Dr. Youngblood, when we say I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, these people that are coming in that aren't pledging, and it's justice for all, but they're not United States citizens for our government, for what we stand for, and it's just gone haywire. And now I got to keep quiet so I can learn from you and the rest of the speakers, because I don't know much.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's something that we need to understand. And I'm looking at, for example, the 14th Amendment, Due Process Clause, and just the understanding of that portion of it is about 3 or 4 or 5 pages. Look at another document that says, on originalism, the constitutional interpretation, and that is the point that I want us to understand today in particular. We go back to, let's just say, for example, Terry, that you're out of town, your husband hadn't seen you in 6 months, and you send him a letter, he sends you a letter, and it's 5-page letter, and he says this took place, that took place, the other took place, and I love you, I want to see you, I'm coming to see you soon, etc., etc. That's what he meant when he wrote it. You can't take that letter 10 years later, 20 years later, 5 years later, or 2 days later. So he really didn't mean he loved you. He really didn't mean he wanted to see you. He really didn't mean that he was coming back the next day, etc. He probably meant he's coming back in 100 years, or he really doesn't want to see you, etc., etc. And that's what we're trying to do with the Bible. It's what we're trying to do with the Constitution. There's a mindset that today's society says we can modulate it, modify it, change it, abridge it, and somehow, some way still call it our Constitution. It is a document that is should be interpreted in its original form with what our original founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, what did they mean when they said it? And, for example, the 14th Amendment. It goes back to when slavery was over. It set it in, codified it in black and white, if you will, in the Constitution, that former slave had the same rights, constitutional rights, as any other citizen in the United States of America. That's what it meant. That's what it said. It did not mean that you could come across the border, have a baby, and all of a sudden that baby is a citizen of the United States of America. It's not what that 14th Amendment says. And that, by the way, is on the fast track for being heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. And if they adjudicate in modern terms rather than in the, what the framers of the Constitution meant, we're going to be in deep, 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 deep trouble as America, because we'll be inundated with those coming in to have babies so that they can have what's called anchor babies and become citizens just by jumping across the border illegally and having a baby. So we need to be in prayerful consideration of what God would have us to do as Christians, as church members, as part of the society of salt and light. How would God have us to view it? What would he have us to do? Should we just roll over and play dead? Should we say, well, those in black robes say that, so therefore we need to embrace it, accept it, and say, okay, that's not the case at all. And so, Terry, I pray that as you have just stated, that we all, and we should all be learning more and recognizing more of what God's Word says and recognizing more what our Constitution says, what it affords we the people, and what it does not afford to the illegal invaders that are breaking in the back door. But, Terry, thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about due process, the call for due process. What does it mean? Who does due process apply to? What does the Constitution say? How should we how do we adhere to that? And what should we believe today based on the black-robed judges and what Senator Van Hollen is trying to say? Ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute. Listen. Due process now is what they're claiming. They want due process. But listen, the same socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats that ignored due process over and over and over with President Trump say now due process is vital. for example, when these same socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party adjudicated gang members and wanted to try to say that they need to come back into America under due process, they tried to impeach Trump twice. Where's due process? The same Democrats that wants to defund police and kill babies at birth, where's due process? In fact, I'm looking at an article that's very frightening. The far-left judges have issued some of the most sweeping, aggressive, and lawless rulings blocking President Trump's executive orders. President Trump issued orders freezing funding for far-left programs, banning federal funds from being used for abortion. Heavily funded radical left groups rushed to the courts and got the funding freeze order blocked in one of the most expansive and lawless courts ever seen in America. Where's the due process, ladies and gentlemen, for that? Where's the due process for those, ladies and gentlemen, babies in the womb that's being murdered every day? Where's the due process? Here's a headline from Jay Sekulow, ACLJ. This is still one of the most evil things ever seen. Senator Schumer and the abortion lobby just blocked a bill that would have ended legalized infanticide. We've taken action, not only filing at Supreme Court nationwide to defend life, but we've been aggressively fighting on Capitol Hill also. The House of Representatives passed the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. This bill would require doctors to administer life-saving medical care to any baby who is born, including abortion survivors. The Senate was scheduled to vote, but Chuck Schumer did the bidding for Planned Parenthood and blocked the vote. Where is due process for that baby in the womb that's a human being, that's helpless, defenseless? Where is due process for that child? Where is due process, ladies and gentlemen, for those that have been railroaded, if you please, through the J6 push, calling it insurrection? The same Democrats that embraced the BLM. The same Democrats that orchestrated the J6 and put hundreds of innocent people in jail for years with no trials. Where's the due process for that? I'll read a brief portion of this article, and then I'll take our next caller. They laughed while they destroyed us. Agonizing ordeal of one of the J6ers at the hands of the weaponized FBI. They came before dawn. Not with facts, not with warrants, but with battering rams, AR-15s, flash grenades, the chilling certainty of government gone rogue. Zachary Reel, R-E-H-L, a Marine Corps veteran, was yanked from his home at gunpoint by an army of FBI agents as though he were a terrorist. His wife, 6 months pregnant, watched helplessly as federal agents dragged away the man she loved. His crime? Supporting President Donald Trump and walking peacefully through the U.S. Capitol building for 20 minutes on January the 6th, 2021. A misdemeanor by every legal standard, but under the weaponized Biden-era DOJ, that stroll became a seditious conspiracy. Reel, that's R-E-H-L, the man's name, carried no weapon. He committed no violence. He committed no crime except perhaps that of a misdemeanor. Yet he was branded as an enemy of the state, stripped of his honor. His military benefits were revoked. He practically starved to death while locked in solitary confinement for nearly 3 years, denying any bail or any hearing. His daughter was born while he rotted in the concrete box. And now finally free, thanks to the commutation from President Donald J. Trump, Reel is exposing the truth in a battle to clear his name, the truth in a battle to clear his name that could span years. The FBI didn't just bend the law. He says they broke it over and over again, and while doing so, laughing at me and others. The evidence suggests it was Reel's plotting conspiracy. It was not Reel, but the FBI that was plotting the conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, where's due process for that those that were locked up? Where's due process today for those in that category? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, and